I'm sitting here with Paul Fremantle, and I met him last night at the speaker dinner here at Javapolis, or Javapolis, and overheard him talking about why open source is like Irish music. So I wanted to ask you if you could explain that.
Well, I was actually in a pub in Dublin and at an open source conference for Apache, and I was trying to explain to somebody what open source was, and there was an Irish session going on. And it suddenly occurred to me that Irish music and open source software are really similar. So if you don't know, Irish music's the sort of diddly-dee kind of stuff. And traditional Irish music was not ever copyrighted. It's a set of tunes, and there's thousands of them, and they really have evolved through participation. So what happens is someone will pick up a tune and they'll maybe play it a bit differently and modify it, and then that will get inherited by people, and then they'll take that and they'll modify it as well. So it really has that same idea that what's important is not who owns it, but what you do with it, which is kind of, I think, the key to open source is, you know, it's not about who owns it, it's about what you do with it, how you take that and modify it, improve it, maybe contribute it back into the whole, maybe do your own thing with it. So that was kind of the thing. And then I suddenly realized there were some other kind of angles to this which were interesting. So, you know, one of them is you don't learn to code in open source on your own. You learn by participating in the community. And that community feeds off itself. And the same thing's true with Irish music. People don't do it on their own. They get together in what's called a session, which is where a bunch of people who may not know each other pull together, and they start to play tunes together, and they learn from each other, they interact off each other. And Apache has something really similar called a hackathon, which happens just before their conference every year, and everyone gets together and they write code, and it's kind of cool. So, and then finally, you know, one of the features of the hackathons that's quite fun is that there's usually a company who sponsors beer. So there's a lot of alcohol around, and that's very reminiscent of an Irish session as well. And I just want to give you a little Irish tune to give you an idea of it. There we go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.